Well, we're presenting an honor. It's Eric Hansen in Brimfield, Illinois, but I'm honored to be with the undefeated Brimfield Indians girls basketball team. Let's hear it for them. Undefeated and hometown heroes of the winter sports season. Can we hear it for your Brimfield Indian girls basketball team? Very nice, 16-0. We're going to talk to Coach Dura in just a second, but let's meet the Brimfield Indians girls basketball team, 16-0 and hometown heroes of the winter sports season, which we awarded like 3 weeks ago. They had some pandemic issues here like everybody else, and we couldn't come right away. Nominating three hometown heroes teams a week. They win T-shirts and a plaque if they win. That happened with Brimfield. We didn't get to present that. Then 4 days later, with five other teams, we pulled them out as hometown heroes of the winter sports season. So let's meet the Brimfield Lady Indians basketball team.
My name is Elin Peterson. I'm a junior, and I play point guard.
I'm a freshman, and I play guard.
My name's Taylor Weewell. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a guard.
My name's Sarah Kramer. I'm a senior, and I'm a center.
My name is Kylie Vaughn. I'm a freshman, and I'm a guard.
My name's Ella Loon. I'm a junior, and I play forward.
My name is Maddie Hessing. I'm a junior, and I'm a forward.
I'm Megan Bowers. I'm a senior, and I'm a guard.
I'm Haley Wallace. I'm a senior, and I'm a guard.
I'm Sophie Bedell. I'm a junior, and I'm a forward.
I'm Ellie Doe. I'm a sophomore and a guard.
I'm Jacqueline Fabry. I'm a junior, and I'm a forward.
I'm CJ Troxel. I'm a freshman, and I'm a forward.
I'm Olivia Kappas. I'm a freshman, and I'm a guard.
I'm Kara Johnson, and I'm a freshman, and I play center.
All right. Hey, give yourselves another big hand, hometown heroes of the winter sports season. $1,000 check from Ladner and Jane Orthodontics, Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical, and Martin, your local John Deere dealer, and leading this crew to a perfect regular season, 16-0. Coach Maribeth Dura is here with us today, and a positive spin on it. I don't know if this was a headline yet in a paper, but pandemic perfect. That's pretty awesome, but a postseason isn't. How do you account for this team and the role they went on this season, Coach?
Well, we tried to be ready to go when and if the season occurred, and it did, and we took off, and we thought we'd be pretty strong this year. Canceled. We'd set our own goals, and we won their conference. One of our goals then was to be undefeated as we went along the way.
How far through the season, Coach, did you know there wouldn't be a postseason?
I think we knew when we started the season that they declared it then that we would not have a postseason. Yeah. So they kept, you know, saying we weren't going to have a season. Then they said that they kept delaying it. So we really didn't know until we actually started, because it started fast. And they, you know, showed themselves, and it was actually a really fun season, kind of stress-free, because we just kind of played, came to a facility and played. We were playing three and four times a week, so we didn't practice. All the practice was in about the 7 days before we started, so it was kind of fun. And I think the girls showed when they played how much fun they were having playing with each other. So it was a neat season, actually.
Has it really snuck in? Have you had a coach moment in just kind of being a mother with these girls for so many weeks that, wow, we really were perfect, and I don't care what else happens?
Yeah, I mean, it was nice, you know, and we're, you know, just even though we're going to miss our three seniors, we're looking really forward to our next season. We got 8 girls coming back out of 11.
So
we're looking forward to a normal season next year.
Yeah. Well, we've got a coach, we've got a t-shirts for the crew, a plaque, $1,000 check for you. Name your athletic director and your principal, and your helping out here. They were in here earlier today and been so supportive, I'm sure, during this season.
Yeah, the AD is Kevin Kreider. The principal is Billy Robeson, and the superintendent is Tony Chanel. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Now, even though there weren't many fans, probably none at a lot of these games, the ones that could support came out in full force. And how was coaching different for this season that you had on the sidelines, hearing your own voice yelling out to those girls?
Well, the parents are really good parents out here, you know, so they kind of stay quiet anyway, and just cheer on their girls. Yeah. But yeah, it was kind of nice on the away games, going into somebody else's house and not having a bunch of loud, you know, fired up kids that are firing up their team. So that was kind of nice this year. So, and I'm sure other teams thought that when they came here. But, yeah, it was kind of enjoyable that way, too. We're looking forward, though, coming back and having the Brimfield fans cheer on these girls next year, though.
Absolutely. But I bet you probably hold on to some of those philosophies that you learned this year. Just go out and relax, you know, that you learned that this year, to put all those distractions away, because it looked like you did.
Absolutely. You know, we had some practices where we, you know, played horse and, you know, did some fun things, you know. And I think I'm going to build that in every year now instead of just always trying to stay on task, you know. So I think it really kept the season light, and we had a lot of fun.
Well, that's head coach Maribeth Dura of the Brimfield Indians basketball team. And how long have you been coaching girls basketball, or just basketball period?
This is my fifth year at the high school level, and I coached 8 years at the junior high level.
How did you make it to Brimfield?
We moved here in 92,
yeah.
And my kids went to Brimfield, so
yeah.
Yeah.
Feels like you're getting, what a season. That banner's going to look great up there in this gym.
Yeah, we can't wait.
Yeah, congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
And we couldn't give the girls the big old check and the big old trophy without our sponsors. Martin, your local John Deere dealer. Of course, Advanced Plumbing Mechanical in Monmouth. Our friends at Go Van Go, Ladner and Jane Orthodontics in Galesburg, Kewaunee, and Macomb. Molly Prescott for those wonderful T-shirts. And girls, congratulations again on being perfect. Let's hear it again for the Brimfield Indians girls basketball team. 16-0 and hometown heroes of the winter sports season. Let's hear it. Girls, do you have a 1-2-3? What was your rally cry this year when you went out onto the court? Did you have one? Let's hear it before we go out. Let's let them hear you on 50,000 watts of country radio.
1-2-3, team.
There you go. Brimfield Indians, $1,000, that big old trophy they got. They're hometown heroes of the winter sports season on Country 94.9. For Coach Dura and the whole crew here at Brimfield High School, it's Eric Hansen with the Country Station, FM 95.